Hey everybody, it's your girl Aramoix Rose, and y'all know what time it is. We are in the Goddess Lounge. Listen up, if you are not following me on social media, please be sure to do so. You can find me on Twitter at the Goddess Lounge Podcast, or you can find me on Instagram by simply searching hashtag the Goddess Lounge Podcast. For those of you who want the actual name of my page, it is at Aramoix Rose, A-R-A-M-O-I-X-R-O-S-E. Once again, A-R-A-M-O-I-X. I-X-R-O-S-E. Let's jump into it. It's a beautiful Friday here in Detroit, Michigan. The sun is out. It's cold. Don't get me wrong. It's still cold. But you know what? It's something about seeing sunlight that just really uplifts my spirit. So for that, I am also grateful. Now, we're going to jump into this topic. It is 2019. So with that being said, Happy New Year. To all of us who are still standing, who are still fighting to be a better version of ourselves, all of us who are still healing, progressing, and elevating in life, we made it, y'all. Love really conquers all. And we still here. So you know what that means, right? It means we got more work to do. But don't be intimidated by the work. It's all going to be worth it in the end. So today's episode is simply about being comfortable with your uncomfortability, okay? Being comfortable with your uncomfortability. See, a lot of times, due to repetition and routine, we get used to certain circles, drama, habits, reactions, and responses. And upon doing that, we really don't understand the type of things we welcome into our life. I've always said to you guys, if you want something positive, you have to be the positivity you want to see first. Just like if you want healing, you have to be the healing you want to see. Anything you desire, you have to be first. So if you want good health, then you have to do the work and make sure that you are living a healthy lifestyle so that you can attract those things to yourself. We've talked about this in the past. But what happens when you get comfortable in your discomfort? What happens when you get comfortable in your uncomfortableness? Well, what do you mean, Z? This is what I mean. 2018 was a year of wisdom, is what I like to call it, because there were so many mistakes made, and I'm speaking on me at this point. There were so many mistakes made, so many bad decisions, so many lessons, so many moments of elevation, but there was also some humble moments. There was a lot of moments where I had to get knocked down and I had to be broken down and put in my place by, you know what I'm saying, by the universe, by God, by, you know what I'm saying, by ancestors, whatever title you want to put on it. I had to really get put in my place. And the reason being is because I began to get comfortable with chaos. So I began to attract more chaos into my life. Being that we are still at the beginning of the year, because we're only 11 days in, I think it's very important that we understand that we don't have to proceed doing this. We don't have to keep recycling old garbage. We could just throw it out and be gone, like be rid of it altogether. You know how the trash truck come every week to pick up our garbage. We collect all of the garbage out of the house. And what do we do throughout the week? We put it in the dumpster and then we pull it out to the front of our homes and they come and pick it up. And once it's gone forever. We ain't getting nothing back out of it. And that's my point. Be careful what you pick up this year. You know, all of us are excited right now. We're like, oh, goals, resolutions. No, let's talk commitment. Let's talk what we're disciplining ourselves in. What vows are we making to ourselves? It is time out for the old way of thinking and the old way of being. And even if you fight against it, the shift is still happening because life has something for us. You know, all of us are here to fulfill whatever purpose that has been assigned to us. But even in doing that, there's still a journey we're going to go on. So as we're 11 days into the year, I'm just telling y'all to be encouraged. Do not give up at the first sign of an obstacle, but do not get comfortable within your obstacle either. Don't get comfortable in being uncomfortable. People want to call you and they want to call with negativity. Shut it down. If they're not talking about leveling up, y'all have nothing to talk about. My theme for this year is no small talk. Hey, how you doing? How's business? Really? This? How can I support you? Those are the type of conversations I want to have this year. I want to have conversations that are meaningful, that enlightens me, that educates me, that elevates who I am, not just spiritually, but physically. Financially, this year, let's get our houses in order. Let's go after dreams we gave up on because we were intimidated by the next person just because they could execute a little bit quicker than we could. Let's really look at ourselves and see how far we have come. If we could not do it, we would not be here. We can do anything we put our minds to. How do we know? Let's take it to the street. How many people you know live the street life and you know that if they would just put that same energy towards something more conducive for them, that they would be great? I guarantee you, you just thought of a few people. Well, that's how I'm looking at everyone else, including myself. You know, none of us are perfect. I am not perfect. I got skeletons. I make mistakes. I'm clumsy. I be running into stuff. Like, I do the most, okay? But at the end of the day, if I stop looking at myself in a negative light and look at myself in a positive light and be the change I want to see, I have nowhere to go but up. So I am here to share with you on today that you have nowhere to go but up. You do not have to stay comfortable in your chaos. You do not have to get comfortable in your uncomfortability because of what you expect to happen. Let go of those expectations. It's okay to have healthy boundaries and standards, but you never have to settle. If you want something different for your life, be the change you want to see. If you want more money, you're going to have to go out and get a job or start some type of business that's going to give you the type of income that you're in search for. If you want to feel good about yourself, look in the mirror and speak positive affirmations to yourself so that you can be the change that you want to see, so that you can exude, you know, confidence and beauty inside out, because the outside don't mean nothing if the inside is ugly. The light we carry within ourselves can only reflect. Meaning, if my light is dim, then the outside is going to be dim too. And everything I touch or I do is going to be real half-assed. But if my light is bright and that flame is going, baby, everything I touch is going to be hot, okay? It's going to be on fire. It's going to be mind-blowing. It's going to be blazing. It's going to be just bright and you can't miss it. You're going to see it even if you don't want to see it. That's the type of life I'm trying to live this year. You know, goals are great. Ambition is great. But it comes a time where we really got to prioritize not just our mental health, but our spiritual health, our emotional health. Make that a priority and watch your life change. You do not have to settle for an abusive relationship. You do not have to settle for being talked to any kind of way by family members, friends, foes, animals. I don't care what it is or who it is. You don't have to settle for that. You can respectfully command your respect. Don't look back. Don't expect this year to be like last year. Expect this year to be great. Expect this year to be what it's going to be. It is what it is my thing for this year. But just because it is what it is doesn't mean that I have to just expect it to be something negative. I encourage you all, in 2019, man, prayer, discipline, commitment is so important. In 2019, loving yourself and going after the dreams you have for yourself is so important and should be a priority. This year is the year that every single one of your dreams can really come true. If you do the work, you better believe that the higher power is going to move on your behalf. But you cannot doubt it, because what we think is what we feel, and what we feel is what we project. Nothing can be hindered that you want for yourself by anything else other than you. You know, it's an old saying that I remember an old mother figure from my old church I used to go to a long time ago told me. And she said, well, if the devil showed up to your house, are you sure you didn't open the door and let him in? And I never understood what she meant by that, but I get it now. She simply meant, if you are engaging in low frequency behavior, if you are playing with lower energies, you're arguing and you're fighting and you're, you know what I'm saying, just participating in activities that isn't where you're trying to go, then you've basically opened the door for that negativity and those type of entities to come into your home, come into your life, and cause chaos. And what happens is they cause so much chaos due to your initial thought, feelings, and reaction and responses that it becomes the normal. It becomes your day-to-day normal. And then what happens? We get comfortable in that. And we cry and we boo-hoo about why everything is going left and we don't understand what's happening. It's because we don't understand ourselves and we are not one with ourselves and we are not tuning in to the God that is within. But if we are self-checking, meaning checking ourselves, if we are meditating, if we are utilizing better and healthier coping skills, if we are learning to listen with love and understanding versus listening to reply, if we are remembering to think before we react and respond, if we are balancing ourselves, then the only thing we're opening the door to is maturity. We're opening the door to growth. We're opening the door to elevation. We're opening the door to hidden blessings that we don't even know about. We're opening the door to more opportunity, to the abundance flow, like the abundance. Like, you don't even understand the level of abundance that comes through that door. We get ourselves in the flow of what, you may ask, in the flow of good health, in the flow of positivity, in the flow of feeling good when we wake up in the morning, in the flow of having and building beautiful moments with your family versus negative ones. We get in the flow of having a peaceful home, and everywhere we go, we're carrying that peace with us. I don't just want peace. I want to be peace. I don't know about y'all, but when I walk in a room, I want people to feel calm. I want people to feel like they can accomplish anything they put their minds to. We can't continue to look back and think we're going to move forward. You can't drive forward looking backwards, because eventually you're going to crash. And that's just what it is. It is a new year, guys. This is a whole fresh start. This is a whole new chapter for you to write. So I guess what I'm really asking is, at the end of 2019, what do you want your story to look like? Would you pick up your story and read it? You don't have to settle. And most definitely, you do not have to remain in chaos. I mean, at the end of the day, if you step in dog shit, are you not going to clean your shoe? Or are you just going to say, oh, well, and just keep it there and walk around with that smell and that stink on you? I don't know about y'all, but I love to smell good. And I love clean shoes. So listen up. This is just a word of encouragement, we'll call it. The message, the ultimate message out of all of this is for you to not get comfortable being uncomfortable, because you don't have to do things the way you did them before. Take advantage of this energy. Meditate, drink your water, eat your fruit, you know, connect, get out in nature, go for a hike, go for a walk, be blessed, be a blessing to somebody else. You see somebody in need, give them a dollar. You'll be all right. Give them some food. You know you're not going to eat it anyway, and it's just going to sit in the fridge for 3 days. You might as well give them your leftovers. And I know some of you feel like, I worked hard, I earned this, I ain't got to share shit. Okay, keep that mentality. But ain't you looking for an opportunity? Aren't you looking for a new home? Don't you want to be blessed? It's all in the thought, y'all. It's all in the thought. Watch your thoughts. Watch your intentions. Prioritize your health in every way this year. And I can promise you that as long as you do the work, as long as you stay positive and you keep your mind focused on your focus, you will be really surprised when you're nowhere near where you were last year. I wish you guys the best. All of you have beautiful souls, even the ones who can't see their own beauty. Trust and know that this year is going to be phenomenal, but it can only be as phenomenal as you allow it to be. When you start getting uncomfortable, it means it's time for a change. Will you sit in discomfort, or will you be the change you want to see? At the end of the day, it's your life. And what I say is not law. You have free will and it's totally up to you. But I could tell you this, I most definitely won't be sitting in the midst of uncomfortability. I will take it for what it is, apply it where I see fit, and I will be moving forward and elevating. I will be giving you guys content galore. I will be living my best life, and I will be doing the work so that I can make sure I can accomplish everything I've set out to discipline myself for and to commit to. With that being said, don't fall prey to other people's expectations. Remember to pace yourself and do you. Have a beautiful day, guys. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your weekend. Those of you who are working, more power to you. We appreciate you. But on some real shit, guys, this ain't the year for games, and this ain't the year for foolery. Manifest the life you desire for yourself. Get it right. You can do it. But it starts with the God within you. With that being said, peace, love, and light to you. And I will see you guys next week for another episode. Love you guys. Thanks for tuning in.